And if you had one that was a piece of furniture, that you could put it from room to room, you'd call
it. Yes, well, see, what do I call it? Wardrobe.
Not a clothes press.
No, I wouldn't call it that.
Now, some houses above the second story, they have a place where they store things up in the top.
Attic.
And did they call that anything? Child, if they didn't call it now, might they have called that?
Well, ours was always the attic.
Never the garret.
No, we didn't use that term. I've heard it, but we didn't.
Okay. And did they ever have a different room, or a different room, maybe, what sort of houses you've lived in, but did they ever have a separate kitchen built on the back?
Well, we used to speak of a summer kitchen.
Have one too?
No, we didn't, but my grandmother had what she called a summer kitchen. Actually, the summer kitchen went down a step, and it wasn't heated as well as the other one, so they couldn't use it in winter very well. They used in winter the same room for kitchen and dining room.
Was the summer kitchen built on the house, you say?
Oh yes, it was a part of the house.
It wasn't out back, separate?
It was in back, and of course they heated by stoves, and it wasn't heated as well. It didn't have a coal stove in it.
Now in the kitchen, in the regular kitchen, or maybe in the summer kitchen, I don't know, did they ever have a place where they stored things? They called it a different word. I'm going to have to go to that and get some.
No, I don't know anything that you would mean for that. It must be a pantry.
Pantry. And they never called that the buttery?
No, we didn't.
And the piece of furniture that you'd store socks, so forth, in?
Dresser.
There are different pieces of furniture like that you might have. Dresser or
bureau.
Would you still have bureaus?
No, I don't use the term much anymore.
That would be an older term. Chest.
And chiffonier is not only used for a kind of a high one.
That's some more drawers.
Yes.
No mirror on top.
Yes, they wouldn't. The original ones that we called that had a mirror on top.
Would a dresser have a mirror on top?
Yes.
But not as many drawers, not as high.
That's it. And the mirror would be longer.
Interesting, we do have these distinctions. We never say them, but we have them. The bureau would have a mirror.
Yes.
How would that be different, or is it the same type?
The bureau and the dresser would be just about the same to me.
Just different words.
Mm-hmm.
How about a chest of drawers?
Well, now, I use that now. We didn't have that when I was a child. But that ordinarily wouldn't have any mirror on it, to me.
About the same height as a chiffonier?
Yes.
Okay. Now, a lady doesn't clean the whole house every day, but she probably goes in and every morning and
dusts up.
You ever say reds up?
No.
It's my wife's favorite term. You gonna red up the table?
No, that's a new one to me.
Or tidy up?
Tidy up, I've heard. I don't use it.
Clean up.
Clean up.
If you wanted to sweep the porch, you'd probably sweep it with a
broom.
Where'd you keep the broom?
In a closet.
In what?
In a closet.
Do they call it just a closet or a...
Well, I've heard the term broom closet.
And some people don't have a broom closet. They keep the broom in a certain place in relationship to the door. They don't keep it...
Behind the door.